This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thank you, Ray Casas. Boy, I always have that voice in there. Ray Casas, the late Ray Casas, the owner of this radio station and ministry, who was kind enough to do the opening for me. And I'm so grateful for him doing the opening and the closing. As you all know, Ray passed away a little bit over a year ago now, and his voice will always be heard on the opening and closing of this program. Paul Esposito with you live this morning. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to prepare an opening for our new program today. Let's hear it now. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We are going to hear something I just preached a couple days ago at Island, and this is the second part of this series in the book of Galatians. I've entitled this, When It Pleased God. We're going through chapter 1 here in Galatians, and we picked up, I think we're picking up here in verse 9. So this could be raw. I didn't edit it. Let's see where we're at here this morning. So we're in Galatians, verse by verse. We left off with this threat. If anybody ever comes to you and preaches a different gospel than what I preached, then that person is to be cursed. Anathema is the Greek word. It means to be set aside for destruction. Scary thought, actually, isn't it? Remember what Jesus said, speaking to his apostles. He said, assuredly, I say to you that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. You see, the true gospel is this. If you confess, here we go again, what we looked at this morning, homologeo, agree with God, speak the same thing. Here it's instead of sins, it's here if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he's my Lord. Demons believe. What sets you apart from a demon? He's my Lord. I believe him. I bow the knee to him and call him Lord. There's the difference. Demons believe. What sets you apart? You bow the knee to him, call him Lord. Receive him as Lord and do what he says. Here's the gospel message of how you receive him. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart God has raised him up from the dead. You will be saved, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. That means when God slams down the gavel, declares you not guilty, is to be righteous. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You believe in your heart. You confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. God writes your name in the book of life. And then that text in Romans 10 concludes with verse 13, which is actually a quote from Joel in the Old Testament. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not whoever is baptized, not whoever gives their property to the church after they die. It's whoever calls on the name of the Lord. This is the gospel message. believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead. You've got to believe in the resurrection to be a Christian. If you don't believe in that, you're not saved. You got to believe there's more to this life than living and dying. You're going to live again. Even if you're an unbeliever, you're going to live again. Just won't be in heaven or in the presence of God. It'll be in the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Anything other than that message is another gospel. Paul told the church at Ephesus, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." What's the next three words? Not by works. Paul told the young pastor Titus, he says, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." That's Titus 3, 4 through 7. This is the true gospel message. Anything else brings a curse. Anything else, if your church says you got to work for it, that's a false gospel. My family, my dad, most Italians are Catholic. My father was. When he left the Catholic Church, that ended his relationship with his father, just like Jesus said it would be. Father will rise up against son and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. When you turn to Jesus, sometimes families get broken up. But the Catholic Church wanted my grandfather's property, and he gave it to them. He said, "In exchange for the forgiveness of sins, you give us this property here." And it was a huge, it was 100 acres on this main street in a main town worth millions of dollars. "You give us this property, we will absolve you of all sins." Now, I've said it before, funny in hindsight. If I would have been a billionaire when I was 15, I'd be dead. I would have snorted myself to death, or smoked it to death, or drank it to death. Thank God for that injustice. All things work together for good to them that love God. Don't give me that money when I'm 18 years old. Someone would have got hurt, and it would have been me. And yet when you sin, it's not just you, you hurt other people too. Backsliders never backslide by themselves. They always bring somebody with them. Thank God for that. They can have their church. Everything that I have, including this pretty wife, the Lord's given me. Thank God for that. Okay. Why so severe? Why this set aside for destruction? Why? Because it makes a mockery of the cross. That's why. The death of the Son of God on the cross paid the price for our sins. No pious deed can you add to what the Son of God did on the cross. That makes a mockery of it. After what he did on the cross, you're going to add to that? No, you're not. You're not going to add your two bits to that. You can't add to what Jesus did on the cross. Now, this was the problem here at this church. This is why Paul got so sore at them. And that is, what Jesus did on the cross wasn't enough. You have to keep Jewish traditions in order to be saved. So once again, verse 9 and the threat. Then, starting in verse 10, Paul's going to tell us that all that you read of his writings don't come from him, but they come from God. Verse 9, as we've said before, So now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant or slave of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, the gospel, listen to what he says. The gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, like I did, and you do. I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it. But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. You can take great comfort in what you read and what you study. These words aren't Paul's words. These are the Holy Spirit's words given to him. Peter's words aren't Peter's words. David's words aren't David's words. Hear me out. Peter said this, no prophecy came about by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness. King David said this. These are the last words of David, colon. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed one, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel, colon. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. That's 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. Think about that. Everything that David wrote didn't come from him. It came from above. When David says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, he didn't think this stuff up. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wrote the book of Psalms and all the other books of the Bible. That's what sets the Bible apart from everyone else and everything else. This book is inspired. The Lord Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Hebrews 4 says, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is alive. The book is a living book. Now you can see why textual criticism is my passion and why I'm a Bible translator as well. Because every word of God is pure. Something happened to me when I locked myself in a room for 5 years to teach myself this original language and translate the Bible. That's what made me the man that I am. So I encourage you, make the word of God your life as well. Psalm 119 says, I will meditate on your precepts. I will contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.